Isn't it funny, bushwhackers, how history repeats itself? Through every recorded epoch known to man, you can guarantee some despot had visions of grandeur. Well, here at Whackawai Bush, our team of researchers, well, actually my wife, has discovered the existence of a little-known Roman emperor who ruled the ancient world's greatest empire for a bit. And guess what? He was as thick as an Egyptian brick. So the history lesson for the next six episodes is about the reign of Georgius Bushkus. Hail Caesar!
You know, he looks so peaceful when he's asleep. It's such a shame we're about to end his reign, Germanicus.
Yeah, I know. But think of it, Candypetra. When it's done, you and I will rule the empire together.
And you're not just doing this so you can get into my toga?
No. But it's still part of the deal, right?
Yes. Just get on with it.
Time to join the gods, Emperor Bushkus.
Hey, what the? Candypetra or Germanicus, what are you doing standing over me with those swords?
We're protecting you.
From
them damn mosquitoes.
With swords? But last night you were using spears.
But these are special mosquito-killing swords.
Yeah, Georgius, look. Got him.
Yeah, cut the little bastard clean in two.
Well, I didn't see anything, but I'll guess I'll have to trust you, Germanicus.
That's right, you just trust us, Georgius.
Well, I suppose I'd better get up and do my emperor thing. Hand me my toga, Candypetra.
Which one? The purple one? The purple one? The purple one or the purple one?
Right. That's a tough decision to make. So they're all purple, and I have to choose one of them. This is gonna be tricky.
Wag my bush. Come on!
All hail Caesar!
Hail Caesar!
Yeah, okay, whatever. So what's the order of the business for today, Candypetra?
First, you'll be meeting the leader of the Britons, Antonius Britannicus.
Who he?
You know, the flunky with the bad teeth.
Oh yeah, him. Then what?
You'll be signing the order to consecrate the new temple of the Vestal Virgins in the Forum.
What? Again? That's the third new virgin temple this month!
Hey, what can I say? Every time I walk past one, I can't help myself. I'm so ashamed. Afterwards.
And in the same vein, you'll have to choose the slaves for tonight's orgy.
What? Again? That's the third orgy this week.
Hey, what can I say? I'm so ashamed.
We know you're ashamed.
You know, it's all very well me choosing the slaves for these orgy things, but why can't I ever go to one, huh?
Because it's not your thing, honey. It's just a bunch of boring old senators and nubile slaves experimenting with the latest mathematical theories. You know, like that new principle by Archimedes?
Yeah, we discuss things like how many naked slaves you can fit in a hot tub filled with milk and honey.
Hey, you're right. That does sound boring.
See, I told you.
Me and four Nubian slaves debating the ins and outs of Archimedes' screw.
Oh, so it's really just a mass debate.
Only if you can't get a partner.
Hail Caesar, the governor of Britain, Antonius Britannicus.
Oh, hail mighty Caesar, so glad to see you again. Oh, what a journey we've had.
Aye, we haven't had anything to eat for the past 2 miles.
Shut up, Farticus.
What news from our colony, Britain, Antonius?
Well, you know, same old, same old.
Yeah, we've been attacked from all sides. The weather's shite, the food's horrible, and the locals are trying to kick us out.
Is that true, Antonius? Yes, that's pretty much it. Apart from surviving an attempted assassination.
Assassination? What happened?
It weren't no assassination attempt. He's just being paranoid.
I am not being paranoid, Fatso.
Yes, you are. Basically, we had the bug exterminators round, and Antonius got the wrong idea.
I did not get the wrong idea. What sort of pest controller uses stabbing swords to kill insects? At night, when I'm asleep. As if I'd fall for that old one.
Well, it's the way we do things in Rome too, Antonius.
How else do you kill insects, hmm?
See? Told you. So when in Rome, do as the Romans do. Speaking of which, when's the next orgy?
You mean you like these boring orgies?
Orgies boring? Have you lot converted to this Christianity thing?
Well, I'd love to go. You know, away from the wife and all. I've heard they're really
boring. I mean, really boring. They're so boring, Antonius, that you'll be keeping the emperor company tonight.
What? But I bought my oiling kit in a special whip.
Sorry, but Georges has got something planned for you.
I sure do, Antonius. You know all those taxes and things you still owe me? Well, I ain't gonna let you off the whole lot.
Really? That's great.
I ain't gonna let you off the whole lot when you fight the lions in the Colosseum tomorrow.
The little lions?
No buts, Antonius. We're a cruel race, but we're also fair.
Fair? What's fair about fighting lions?
Oh, hush up. We'll let you use your oiling kit and special whip.
A lion fighting a wimp with a whip? This is definitely a gladiatorial contest worth waiting for. So, find out what happens to Antonius Britannicus in the next encyclopedic chapter of...
Whack! My bush.
Hi there to all you bushwhackers and anyone we haven't bombed this week. If you want to hear the other episodes in this series, then you've got to go to our website, whackmybush.com, and subscribe to the show. It's a free month subscription that works out at 45 cents a show, according to my Scooby-Doo calculator. With the subscription, you get 2 shows a week and full access to our archive, which has over 7 hours of my adventures. Huh. Subscribing is so quick and easy. Even I could do it, if I could only work out how to turn my computer thingy on, that is. What's that, Barney? Press the big red button. But Condi said I mustn't touch it. Okay, then. Now remember, everybody, just do what I'm doing. Go to www.whackmybush.com and subscribe. Barney, should that alarm be sounding? Barney? Barney!
Wag my bush, come on!